This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 4 minutes until the top of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today, and it's time for Arts Up with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. We have Nancy DeCherney in the studio to outline this weekend's arts and entertainment opportunities. Nancy, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you.
Thank you. Let's keep it serious.
I know. Should we use our public media voices,
okay,
too?
Okay. All right.
So, Nancy, well, yes, what's happening this weekend?
Well, we got a lot of stuff going on. Of course, the comedy tour you just heard about definitely sounds like something we should be doing, although we got to get Lily to tell the joke. The Blue Ticket starts this week, the weekend. It's sold out on Friday night, so you better start getting your tickets if you want to see this one. We also have, it's a big weekend. We got the Blue Tickets. We got the Symphony. We have a masquerade ball. We have the Heels Have Eyes. It's so many things. But tomorrow morning is sort of a holiday for some people. It's Alaska Day. The annual Alaska Day Pancake Breakfast from 9 to 11:30. It's a fundraiser for the Senior Center to support Meals on Wheels. So go have some pancakes and support that sort of stuff. There's a work party at the State Library. There is, let's see, Walk Around Elmo Comes to Juno. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it's free play and food. So that sounds like fun, 4:30 to 7 at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse. There's a haunted house from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Hagavik Fire Training Center. Come if you dare, it says. I don't know. It's $5 to enter and $10 for multiple visits if you're really full of daring. There is Evening at Egan. They have Sumatra to Southeast Alaska. The Jury of Migratory Seabirds can teach us.
Yeah, and Sanjay was on the show today telling us about that.
It sounds pretty exciting. And then, as I mentioned, Blue Ticket, Ferries and Ferries Out of Alaska starts on Friday night. This is going to be at McFeeters Hall. So even though there's plenty of dates, it's a very small house. So don't miss out on this. It's a history of things that actually happened in Juneau, so these are things. On Saturday morning at 9:30, it's the Polio Plus Run and Walk over at the River Bend. It's a 5K. There's a handcraft market at Mendon Hall. Mask-making workshop with the infamous Kathleen Harper. She has – you'll just be sort of a drop-in from 1 to 3:30. She'll have all the stuff for making your own mask so that you can then go to the masquerade ball later in the evening. Again, the haunted house carries on. The symphony is this weekend, 8 p.m. at the high school, and then on Sunday it is at 3 o'clock. And they always have the pre-concert talks, which is a nice way to make sure you have parking and learn a lot about what you're going to be listening to.
And we have one of the finalists, right?
Yes, this is our finalist season. It's very exciting. Sunday, speaking of running, there's a zombie run at Sandy Beach. It's 11:30 in the morning. I don't think there's many zombies out. But, you know, you never know. It benefits the Harborview Elementary School, so come stop in with that. There's Modern Dance with Haley Duran happening at Juno Dance Theater. Come on to the website, jahc.org or ktoo.org, and get all kinds of details, because there's so much more happening than I can possibly tell you.
And we're just about
out
of time.
Nancy
DeCherney,
so
Arts Up. Thank you so much, and thank you all for tuning in to Juno Afternoon.